This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 84 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. All right, we've got some of the response, if you will, the aftermath, aftershock of the Trump-Musk interview last night. And so I'm going to explain what this is all about. I'm going to explain what that interview really meant. And we'll kind of go through a couple of the responses, a couple of the false narratives that the mainstream media is putting out there today. But it's hilarious. After years of Joe Biden slurring and blurring his words and fumbling and mumbling around, apparently last night Trump was slurring and couldn't talk and seemed to be cognitively in decline. What? What? So that's what they're saying. It's just, again, anybody that has more than 40 IQ points politically can see what's going on here. So we'll look at some of that. But I think it's important to explain why they're having this breakdown today. And then what did that interview really represent? Because a lot of the base, Trump base and big Trump supporters are kind of sitting there saying, well, you know, it was kind of boring or it didn't really do anything for me. That's all right, because really that interview was not for you. So I'll explain that. But we do have a couple clips that I thought were important. We'll play those too. I think that it might be, I mean, we're getting close. I don't know. How far do you take this Tim Walz stolen valor thing? I feel like at this point, everybody in the military knows it and has decided, but maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe you take this thing all the way to the finish line. A political ad, a hit piece, if you will, a political hit ad against Tim Walz on stolen valor has just been released. So we'll look at that. But it's just an open shut case. It's an open shut case. Then there's Kamala Harris. Now she says she's going to launch her policy platform next week. Because if you go to her website, there is no policy. She has not done an interview. She has not done a press conference. You really don't know what her policy is. She's done 5 rallies where she reads off a teleprompter for 20 minutes. And then she steals Trump's policies in her presentation. No tax on tips, a Trump policy. And then secure borders, a Trump policy. I mean, they had signs at the Trump rallies. They had signs. One sign would say, no tax on tips. Another sign would say, secure borders. Well, now that's Kamala Harris' policy. But that's not her officially policy platform. She's going to launch her policy platform next week. So you have to ask then, well, gee, if Kamala Harris doesn't have a policy platform, then what did the Democrats vote for? Oh, but that's right. Nobody even voted for Kamala, so they don't care. Those Democrat voters just do not care. You know, I think, though, getting back to Walz, and we've got some of this, and there's some elections in Minnesota today, too, that could be important. The results there could be important. I actually, if you look at what Walz did in Minnesota during COVID, some of this is starting to surface now. I was stunned. And I don't know if, because I feel like I'd seen the video before, and maybe it's just watching it again 4 years later is so stunning. What they did in Minnesota with the COVID tyranny, folks, this is, I mean, this should, again, it's unelectable stuff.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But What some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Democrat Party in an outright tizzy today over the Trump-Musk interview. Well, let's start with this as kind of a base model that will help you understand why they're so upset today. This is a graph. Well, multiple graphs, actually. Now, it's not a Venn diagram, so Kamala Harris might not be interested. But it is a line graph. And what you see here on this graph, yearly mentions of prejudice in popular U.S. news media outlets. So this is what we might call the mainstream media, the legacy press, New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, Wall Street Journal. And I think it's fair to also just say that this is a parallel to CNN, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, and the TV cable networks as well. In fact, I do believe I've seen those graphs in the past as well, but you can see what's mentioned on this graph. Now, why do I bring this up? So it tracks the use of six prejudicial terms, if you will, racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, anti-Semitism, and Islamophobia. And what do you notice right at about 2016 on these graphs? What do you notice? Use of the terms racism, sexism, transphobia, homophobia, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, skyrocket in 2016. Now, what happened in 2016 that might correlate with? What happened in 2016? Who emerged on the scene of U.S. politics in 2016 that might? Oh, that's right. Donald Trump. And all of a sudden, it was Trump racist, Trump sexist, Trump homophobic, Trump transphobic, Trump Islamophobic, Trump anti-Semitic. And you see, represented in the line graph, how they do that. Now, why do I bring that up as a base factor here to understand why they're so upset about the Trump-Musk interview? Because to the legacy media, and since they're loyal to the Democrat Party, they have to be in control of the narrative. And so the narrative about Trump has to be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, Islamophobic, anti-Semitic. That has to be the narrative. Whatever ism or ick that they can put on him, that's the narrative. And they want you, the American voter, to only see the world or only have a perception of Donald Trump through their lens. And of course, what is the ultimate goal? What is the ultimate mission? So that you don't vote for him. Simple as that. They don't want you voting for Donald Trump. They don't want Donald Trump in the White House. Now, without getting into a long-winded reason of why, it's important to understand, it's the same mainstream media that's been lying about Donald Trump, the same Democrat Party that's been lying about Donald Trump since he emerged on the political scene, that is in a complete uproar over the 2+ hour unscripted, unfiltered, uncensored interview with Elon Musk, where nobody was calling him a racist. Nobody was calling him a sexist. Nobody was calling him a homophobe or a transphobe or an Islamophobe or an anti-Semite. So that's just unacceptable. You can't have that. Now, before I move on with this story, I think there's one thing we should probably just mention here because it's certainly worth a mention. Notice how nothing to do with trans people was ever mentioned at all until about 2008. You know, when Barack and his first lady arrived on the scene. Just saying. As an aside, it is funny. There were no trans people. If you were looking at this graph, trans people literally didn't even exist until 2008. So that's, anyway, that's just a whole nother thing, that there were no trans people at all. Didn't exist. Still don't, but that's a different story. All right, now, back to the point. Cope and seethe. Mainstream media demonizes Musk-Trump interview with wall-to-wall negative headlines. Now, last night, they were already publishing their headlines. Last night, they weren't even listening to it, folks. It doesn't even matter. They weren't even listening to the interview. And as soon as it was over, they were criticizing it. Now, here's a question. And I don't even know how much it applies, but it could have major implications. Here's a question. How many people watched that interview and then went and saw the coverage of it on television, or rather listened to the interview? It was an audio interview. And then went and saw the TV coverage on it, or went and saw a spin, a twist, a headline about it. How many people? Because that's a game-changing moment. That's a major paradigm-shifting moment for an individual when they actually experience the truth themselves and then go and see the lie themselves. When they lived the truth, when they were there for the experience and then see the coverage, which is a lie, that's a paradigm shift. That's a paradigm shift. So I wonder how many people were tuned into that and then saw the mainstream news coverage and were scratching their heads and saying, did we hear the same interview? Why are you lying? Why are you misrepresenting what was discussed and talked about in that interview? And so having said that, I think it's important for us to understand that interview last night, there really wasn't too much in there for the hardcore Trump supporter, the Trump loyalist, or Trump's base. There wasn't really anything new in there. There were some couple maybe new angles from Elon Musk. You know, maybe we get a better, let's say, better insight into Donald Trump's head in response to the assassination attempt. Now, a month ago, today, crazy to think. But other than that, policy-wise, strategy-wise, rhetoric-wise, nothing really new for us there. Nothing really for us to get excited about. But that's okay, because that interview was not for Trump's base. That was not for the loyal Trump supporter. That was not for the hardcore Trump supporter. That was for the undecided voter. That was for the moderate voter. That was for the Elon Musk loyalist, Elon Musk fan, Elon Musk follower to hear from Donald Trump, maybe for the first time. So that's how you have to look at this of was it a success or was it not? For me, okay, it was great. He went for 2 hours. You listen to two great men, Musk and Trump, just basically having a coffee table conversation. You know, you talk about, hey, I wish I could be a fly on the wall for a conversation. Well, you basically were. But, you know, it didn't really rattle my cage, didn't really shake me up too much, didn't really have me cheering for much. But that's okay. It wasn't for me. So now, let's say the undecideds, the politically homeless, the moderates, the Elon Musk followers, hearing from Donald Trump for the first time, juxtaposing that against what they hear in the media, that's who that was for. And in that regard, it was a smashing success. It was a smashing success. Kamala headquarters, our statement on whatever that was. And so this is what I'm talking about. This is where it gets into the paradigm shift. If somebody's tuned into that, just curious or maybe trying to see something that might make up their mind when it comes to the election here in 84 days, and they hear that, and then they read this from Kamala headquarters, launched less than a month ago. She gets the nominee without a vote. Statement on Donald Trump's interview with Elon Musk. Donald Trump's extremism and dangerous Project 2025 agenda is a feature, not a glitch of his campaign, which was on full display for those unlucky enough to listen in tonight during whatever that was on X.com. Extremism? Extremism? Any neutral observer, any fair, honest audience member heard the interview and then reads this statement and says, extremism? I didn't hear any extremism. What extremism? There was none. It's an outright lie. Paradigm shift. Dangerous Project 2025 agenda. I don't recall Project 2025 being brought up a single time. And while there's some overlapping campaign policies or issues, Project 2025 was certainly not brought up, and neither were some of its more hardcore policies, especially dealing with cultural stuff. So there was no extremism, and there was no Project 2025. Just didn't exist. Was not in the Trump-Musk interview. Was not in a single moment of the two-plus-hour interview. So you see, that's what I'm saying. Somebody who's not into politics or doesn't follow Donald Trump or just wanted to tune in out of curiosity, they heard the conversation between Trump and Musk, and then they read this and they say, there was no extremism. There was no Project 2025. Now, Elon Musk has offered Kamala Harris to do the exact same thing. Of course, we all know. We all know she won't. We all know she can't. And now they're putting out new posts calling it Trump's Project 2025. Trump is not mentioned in it. Trump is not an author of the book. Trump did not write anything or have anything to do with Project 2025. That's just a fact. He's even disavowed it to the besmirchment of many of his supporters. But they just make it up. And they just say it's Trump's Project 2025. Had nothing to do with it. Jim Sciutto from CNN. It's not an interview when the person asking the questions has endorsed you and is a donor to your campaign. That's funny. So by that standard, then CNN shouldn't be doing any political coverage. MSNBC shouldn't be doing any political coverage if that's the standard, Jim. But no, it's not about having a standard. It's about having a standard for Republicans and a different set of standards for Democrats. That's what it is. Democrats can do whatever the hell they want, not Republicans. When you got a Democrat like Tiffany Henyard going through an investigation right now that's getting so serious, she's now having her credit card shut off. Is that anywhere in the mainstream news? No, because she's a Democrat. When you've got Bob Menendez getting paid out by foreign countries in gold bullion and cars, is that in the mainstream news? No. Nope. When you've got Hunter Biden, the son of Joe Biden, with now multiple countries paying him money for political favors on record, it was just in the news last week. Just in the news last week about oligarchs, I can't even remember the country. And so that's why I say the propaganda works on everybody, folks. Do they cover that on the news every day? No. But see, if it was Trump Jr., it would be on the news every day. And they'd make sure that everybody knows Don Trump Jr., foreign oligarch, pay for play. And it'd be every hour, on the hour, every day, twice a day, three times a day. And on the weekends. And everybody would know. They'd make sure everybody would know. Hunter Biden was bribed by a Romanian oligarch. But do they hammer that home? Do they hammer that every hour? Do they hammer that every day? No, because Hunter Biden is a Democrat. So that's how that works. Donald Trump's slurred words and speaks with a lisp in Elon Musk chat, sparking concern over his health. Just yesterday, Joe Biden wandered into the woods. Last week, he was dazed on his feet at the World Series ceremony. Literally had to ask, where do I go? What do I do now? Who's going to wipe my butt? For 3 years, Joe Biden has been slurring his words, forgetting where he is, lost on the White House grounds, can't read a teleprompter, major health concerns. But did the mainstream media report on that? No, they said sharp as attack. They said sharp as attack, cogent as ever. His age is his strength. His experience, his wisdom is his strength. Oh, but then it's Donald Trump for 2+ hours on X Live. Slurs words? Speaks with a lisp? I didn't hear any of that. Paradigm shift. Somebody that tuned into that last night reads this today and says, Trump was mentally unfit last night? Did we listen to the same interview? Trump was an extremist last night? Trump was bringing up Project 2025 last night? What interview did they listen to? Same interview, they just lie to you. That's all. That's all it is. So in that regards, it was a big success. But see, getting back to the opening of the segment, this is why internet censorship is imperative to the deep state. This is why internet censorship is imperative to the Democrat Party. And that is why they're truly panicked over Elon Musk freeing up X from the internet censorship. Now, you could argue, well, there's still censorship on X and there's still issues with X. Okay. But you see, the difference is the Democrats aren't running it now. They ran the censorship on Facebook. They ran the censorship on YouTube. They ran the censorship on Twitter. They ran the censorship on Instagram. They ran all of the censorship programs. They ran them all. Hunter Biden laptop, censor it. They don't control the censorship on X anymore. Now, why would they be so concerned with censorship? Because the truth will destroy them. Because the truth is the enemy of the deep state. The truth is the enemy of the Democrat Party. The truth is the serum to the poison that is the mainstream media. So for Trump and Musk to go for 2+ hours off script, uncensored, just two men talking to one another, that is unacceptable. They cannot allow it. And the panic sits in. It's like the moment in V for Vendetta, when he takes over the cable network feeds and they're running around in the control room, pulling their hair out, scrambling, pressing buttons, and not knowing what to do. That was the mainstream media and the Democrat Party last night. When they're not in control, they panic. And they had no control over last night's 2+ hour long interview. And of course, Kamala Harris will not do it. Kamala Harris will not be interviewed by Elon Musk. Kamala Harris could not even do a 2-hour long interview. She has not done a single interview since they ran the coup on Joe Biden and gave her the nomination. She has not done a single press conference. How many interviews has Trump done since Kamala got the coup nomination? 5? How many press conferences has he done? At least one. Not to mention multiple rallies. What has Kamala Harris done? Well, she's done 5 rallies and that's it. Reads off a teleprompter for 20 minutes and goes home. What's she up to today? Nothing. What's Joe Biden up to today? Nothing. But will the media talk about that? We'll have some of these clips. Just the two clips. I've got 2 clips that I think are important. And then we'll just show you more panic from the Democrats and the mainstream media.
I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements. Because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up. And it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had 5 companies making product for us. 3 of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy attempts to shut us down and the bad CRO we had here before who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Is under attack.
This is the War Room.
So this was a very important moment last night, and this is really the understanding. And it's why I get so frustrated when you see these Democrat voters, these Kamala Harris supporters. Why do you like Kamala Harris? She's black. She's a woman. So what? So what? And of course, that's the problem. But when you actually understand the issues, when you actually understand the times we're living in, when you actually understand the crossroads, as it was said last night, and that's really what it is, when you understand the crossroads that we're at, you understand what this election is really all about. This is not about our chance to put a woman in the White House, our chance to put a black person in the White House. Says the dumbest voter in U.S. history. Which is such a danger now. I am like almost to the point where I want to make it an issue on my show that no, not everybody should have the right to vote. If you are that stupid, and I never thought I would even think that that would be an issue. I never thought I would talk about who gets a right to vote or who doesn't. 18 years old, you vote. Never had a problem with that in my entire life. But if you are so dumb that you are going to vote on somebody based off the color of their skin or what gender they are, then yeah, you're too stupid to vote. But this is what this election is really all about. It's all about the crossroads and where America goes from here. And Musk and Trump talk about it.
I mean, thank you. And well, I mean, I just say here, you know, here's to an exciting, inspiring future that people can look forward to and be optimistic and excited about what happens next. And that's the kind of future that I think you will bring as president. And that's why I endorse you.
Well, I appreciate that. That endorsement meant a lot to me. Not all endorsements mean that much, to be honest. Your endorsement meant a lot. And, you know, we have a phrase, make America great again. It's pretty simple, but it really says that we want to make America great again. And we can do it. We can do it now. But if we were going to suffer another 4 years like we've suffered for the last 4 years, I'm not sure the country can ever come back. That's how bad it is. It's so bad. We have to do a lot of
things. I think that's a very real risk.
Yeah, it's a big risk.
That's a very real risk. Yeah. And it's, you know, I'd just like to note to people listening, like, I've not been very political before. And if you look at my record, I'm not like, sometimes they try to paint me as like a far right guy, which is absurd because I'm like making electric vehicles and, you know, solar and batteries, helping them with the environment. And I supported Obama. I stood in line for 6 hours to shake Obama's hand when he was running for president. And, you know, so it's not like I'm like some sort of dyed-in-the-wool long-term Republican. I'd call myself, you know, historically a moderate Democrat. But now I feel like we're really at a critical juncture for the country. I think a lot of people thought, you know, the Biden administration would be a moderate administration, but it's not. And obviously, we're just going to see an even further left administration with Kamala. That's my honest opinion. I mean, her dad is literally. She was brought up as an actual. Her dad is a Marxist economist. That's, you can Google it. I mean, it's not a. We're not making this up. You know, that's how she was brought up. So, we want to have a future that is prosperous. And I think we're just at this critical juncture. I think this is a case of the America. Is kind of at a fork in the road, and
it's true.
And I think it will take if the path, like, you are the path to prosperity, and I think Kamala is the opposite. Then that's my honest opinion. I'm gonna get attacked like crazy, and you know, I've also experienced quite a bit of lawfare myself. But I'm just trying to tell people my honest opinion, and I haven't been active in politics before. And I'm just trying to point out that my track record historically has been moderate, if not moderate, slightly left. So this is to people out there who are in the moderate camp to say, I think you should support Donald Trump for president. I think it's actually a very important juncture in the road, and we're in deep trouble if it goes the other way.
By the way, he says lawfare there. Keep that in mind for something later. But that's really it. It is the crossroads of prosperity versus degradation. The Democrat Party platform will take this country to degradation. Just like the Democrat Party has done to every major metropolitan area that they've run for decades. And that's really a simple way of looking at it. But when you're Elon Musk, and I think this is kind of the practical example to understand why Elon Musk looks at it from this lens of prosperity versus degradation, or capitalism versus communism. Musk comes from South Africa, a country that has been riddled with instability for a long time. Well, if you're trying to build rockets and other experimental technology and other infrastructure projects, well, South Africa is not exactly the most stable country to do that in. So Musk comes to America. Free market, capitalism, and for the most part, stability. And he says, I will have my rocket ships here. I will have Tesla factories here. I will move my businesses here. I will have innovative technologies here. And this will be a much better country for me to do this on. So when you look at the prospect of a communist administration, when you look at the prospect of the results from the carbon neutral agenda, well, that just destroys all of Musk's goals and dreams. They're not going to let him build rocket ships. There's not going to be enough stability. There's not going to be enough energy. Just won't happen. Do you think they're going to let Musk build tunnels for roadways? Do you think they're going to let Musk launch new hypersonic railways? No. None of that's going to happen if the dirty Democrats take over. None of that's going to happen if the socialists and the communists get control of this country. Ain't happening. So for Musk, who's a maverick, an entrepreneur, likes to build things, test things, fly things, crash things, it's pretty obvious. You want free market capitalism. You want prosperity. That's what you want. And you want an economy that can handle it. You want a civilization that can handle it. And you want a country that's stable that can handle it, that you can launch it from. But that's, you know, Musk, who's like one example. For the average American, it's being able to go to the grocery store and afford groceries and not have to worry about what you're going to buy and not this week because your grocery bill is too high. For the average American, it's about going to the gas pump and filling your tank every time, not worrying about how much it's going to cost. For the average American, it's about not having to debate, am I going to pay my credit card bill or my electricity bill this week? And that's the difference. And yet, that's the issue. Most Democrat voters cannot even comprehend the difference. They do not understand that their vote has that consequence.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular. And it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This was the biggest moment of last night's X Spaces. And this is something long overdue. Elon Musk suggests a government efficiency commission to monitor spending and to stop all the wasteful spending. And so I would say there needs to be a commission and then probably an oversight committee. You can have Thomas Massey from the House, Rand Paul from the Senate, chairing that committee, should we have a total sweep in 84 days. But this was the biggest takeaway. I can't support this enough. Trump responds to Musk's idea of an efficiency commission.
Inflation is caused by government overspending. Right. Would you agree that we need to take a look at government spending?
Yes.
And have perhaps a government efficiency commission?
This is big.
Tries to make the spending.
Trump responds to Elon's government efficiency commission. This is big. Put this out.
Is incredible, and it's nobody negotiates prices. You used to have a lot of people making jets, and you end up with two companies, and they'll probably try and merge at some point. I went through it, like Air Force, just a thing like Air Force One. One of the first documents they asked me to sign, a general walks and, sir, would you please sign this document? What is it? Air Force One, that's with Boeing, which is basically two planes, two 747s. And the price was $5.7 billion for two planes. Now,
wow. Now
they're highly sophisticated.
That's insane.
They're even nicer than your plane, okay? But much more sophisticated. They're very, I won't say what's on it, but they got a lot of stuff on it. Anyway, but it's 5.7.
That's a crazy number.
But I said, I'm not going to pay 5.7. I'm not going to do it. I said, who made the deal? Obama and his people. I said, well, then I know the deal's no good. I'm not going to do it. And over a course of about 4 weeks, by my saying I'm not going to do it, I got the price reduced by $1.6 billion for the exact same plane, other than we had a nicer paint job, if you want to know the truth. But for the exact same plane, I saved one. And I said to Boeing, man, you guys must make a lot of money.
By the way, it's George Soros' birthday today.
But now what I do hear
it might be Alex Soros' honeymoon, too. You know, him and
Alex Soros goes.
Administration.
Tim Walz is a football guy. Everybody loves football. It's like he's an alien going, the humans like football.
I'm wondering about Tim Walz's desire to get involved in youth football.
For the exact same plan.
Oh, if I was going to cast somebody in a movie to play a pedophile, I'd hire Tim Walz. I'm not saying he's a pedophile.
I'm just saying what kind of guy wants to show young boys how to use a tampon.
And gives pedophiles time off jail.
So Musk suggests a government efficiency commission and says he will run it for Trump. Trump accepts the idea. Now, this is an overhaul of the executive branch and quite frankly, probably the legislative branch too. But it's a lot easier to happen at the executive branch once we get Trump elected. And that's lifelong government employees running the country. Now, Musk has never worked for the government. He's done government contracts with his private businesses, but he's been in the private sector, just like Donald Trump. And so there's actually this graph that's been going around. Graphic showing how Trump, Vance Harris, and Tim Walz have spent their adult lives. Striking that the Democrat ticket has literally no private sector experience. Zero, ladies and gentlemen. Zero. Harris and Walz have been government employees their entire lives. Their entire lives. Government employees, lifelong government employees, are one of the biggest problems our country has. So, yes, it's not just Elon Musk running a government efficiency program for the Trump campaign. The entire executive branch should be overhauled, and it should not see a single person inside of it that's a public sector worker. It should be all private sector workers. Just overhaul that entire son of a bitch. Get out the deep state agents. Get out the government operatives. Get out the lifelong public sector government employees. Get them out. That is our problem. They don't have a practical concept of how the real world works. They don't have a practical concept of how the real economy works. They don't have a practical concept of even cost-benefit analysis because they don't have to. And it's just, that's what's so amazing about this. You think about the potential to turn this country around. You think about the potential to start making smart decisions in the executive branch. And I just don't even know if we can comprehend it. Now, we're in a lot of trouble considering the current status of our debt, amongst other things. But it's not impossible to make life better for the average American. But putting more lifelong politicians in there, putting more lifelong government employees in there, that will only make the problem worse. And that's how we got here. J.D. Vance, who is half the age of Harris and Walz, half the age, has more private sector experience than both of them combined. And then, of course, there's Donald Trump, who's been working in the private sector almost longer than Walz and Harris have been alive. But you see, these are practical decisions you would make politically. These are smart decisions. These are well-analyzed and thought-out decisions you would make politically. And so, unfortunately, these decisions or how they land on these decisions, Democrats aren't even in the picture. They're not even in the stadium. They're not even in the ballpark. They just think Kamala Harris is a black woman. I'm voting for her. Very, very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very dangerous. In a way, I mean, the Democrat voter is almost as dangerous as the Democrat politician themselves. They're the one that's going to give the gun to the Democrat that they're then going to put to the head of America and start pulling that trigger. So that's where we're at. Musk gets it. It's time for others to hop on board. It's time for others to get it too and realize this is the crossroads. Prosperity or degradation. Trump represents prosperity. Harris represents degradation. It's that simple. It's that simple. And it's unfortunate that people can't even make that connection and they just think, oh, I'll just feel good because I'm going to vote for the black woman and it'll feel good. And then when the whole country collapses, they won't even make the connection. That's how gone they are. Just gone. Politically, they are the lowest IQ people that have ever voted in the history of the United States of America. And maybe we need to reconsider that. All right, as we conclude the first hour of this InfoWars War Room transmission, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like this show, we implore you to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a big sale going on right now. It's the Save InfoWars Mega Sale. We make it easy on you by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com because we have great products. For example, Nitric Boost or VasoBeat Complete. What are you doing for your cardiovascular health? Cardiovascular issues, heart attacks, strokes, these are a main health concern for Americans, specifically American men. What are you doing to address this? We got two products that can help with cardiovascular health, and that's Nitric Boost or VasoBeat Complete from InfoWarsStore.com. Both 40% off right now while in stock. It's all about blood flow. It's all about blood health. It's all about cardiovascular health. Now, I prefer VasoBeat Complete. It's well known, the health of beet juice. It's a concentrated beet juice formula. But you can also go with Nitric Boost. A capsule formula works just as well, for some people better. Both of those products, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said, it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said, 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4 to give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, peperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.